שלום, אנחנו לומדים
Hello. We're studying from Kabbalah for the student, page 117, the introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 15. You can watch our lessons and ask questions in Kabbalah TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Kabbalah for the student, page 117, item 15 in the introduction to the Book of Zohar.
On item 14, we talked about the three states that the created beings have to go through in their correction, where in the first state he says that it's the presence in Sof, in the second state he says that only the vessels of bestowal are corrected, and in the third state also the vessels of reception are corrected for all of them to be in order to bestow. And let's move on to item 15.
Item 15. When you examine the above three states, you will find that one completely necessitates the other, in a way that if one were to be canceled, the others would be canceled too. If, for example, the third state, the conversion of the form of reception to the form of bestowal, had not materialized, it is certain that the first state in Ein Sof would never have been able to emerge. It is because the perfection materialized there only because the future third state was already there, as though it is in the present. And all the perfection that was pictured there in that state is like a reflection from the future into the present. But if the future could be cancelled, there would not be any present. Thus, the third state necessitates the existence of the first. All the more so when something is cancelled in the second state, where there is all the work that is destined to be completed in the third state, the work in corruptions and corrections, and the continuance of the degrees of the souls. Thus, how will the third state come to be? Hence, the second state necessitates the existence of the third. And so it is with the existence of the first state in Ein Sof, where the perfection of the third state resides. It definitely necessitates that it will be adapted, meaning that the second and the third states will appear in complete perfection, no less and no more in any way. Thus, the first state itself necessitates the expansion of two corresponding systems in the second state to allow the existence of a body in the will to receive, corrupted by the system of impurity, thus enabling us to correct it. And had there not been a system of impure worlds, we would not have that will to receive, and we would not be able to correct it and come to the third state. For one cannot correct that which is not in him. Thus we need not ask how the impure system came to be from the first state, for it is the first state that necessitates its existence in the form of the second state.
We're not talking with regards to the Creator. We don't know what and how, but we're in front of a system that's whole and perfect, and all these states exist in it to begin with, and we don't change anything about it, but it's only with regard to us. How it is per se, in and of itself, it's unknown and it's unattainable. What we can attain is that a judge has only what his eyes see. And regarding this, we attain the first, second, and third states, and eventually when we go through them, we see that they actually support each other, form, stabilize, determine one another, so that it's a complete system from beginning to end and from end to beginning. Questions? One of the two.
Rav, it's really unclear. What is the system of impurity?
Tuma, impurity, it means that after you have some kind of prohibition, then to engage in what's forbidden is called tuma.
But why is it a system? We learn that there's only one system.
The part of the system that worked in order to bestow was corrupted, and it turned into in order to receive.
But where is it?
It's in that part in which you can't bestow. That's where it is.
So it's like what we learn in Tess. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Why don't we learn this system?
Do you have a system of impurity of Tuma? Tell me now. I determined that this, this, and this is Kedusha. If not, then those things that I've determined that they are Kedusha, they will then be Tuma.
We always try to increase the connection, but we discover the opposite force. But what's not clear is, why is it a system?
These are systems that exist inside the person. Everything exists within the person. Inside of him. My friends are inside of me, you, everyone, everything exists inside of man. How do I work with these desires? And everything's a desire. How do I work with this desire? So, in my relation, I determine whether it's Gdusha or Klipa.
Clear.
You determine.
To continue what Terence asked, what's the connection between the system of Tuma and the will to receive we learn about in the cascading of the Potsofim of Klegalagata? The cascading of this. What's the connection between the system of Tuma, of impurity, and the will to receive?
The system, it's divided into internal and external. The external one is the worlds. The internal one are the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking. In both, there are as if flawed and as if corrected parts. And it's all with regards to man, how man determines.
Okay, one small thing. When we say that the ascent from below upwards is like two drops of water, like the descent from above downwards, what does that mean?
That according to the raising of the man from below up, you get the mud from above down. No more and no less. According to your kelim, that you present them as the correct kelim, correspondingly you'll receive.
What does it mean to receive mud from above downwards?
The light that corrects you and the light that fulfills you. So, let's continue then. You really have a question? Regarding the study. Okay.
Rav, why do we only study Bala Sulam? Why can't we study Rabash writings? Interesting stuff.
We also studied the writings of Rabash.
So what? We studied this too?
We determined that this is what we're studying. Look. From 3 till 4, and almost the entire lesson from 3 till 4, it's Rabash. From 4 till 5, this is how it's supposed to be. It's Tess, it's Bala Sulam. And these are articles by Bala Sulam. Sometimes we read articles by Rabash. These are the only two that we study. That's it.
Yeah, there's no problem about it, but sitting with Rabash and studying it, really?
When we study Bala Sulam, you're asking why don't we study Rabash. When we'll study Rabash, you'll ask why not Bala Sulam. Sit, listen, study, mingle with the friends. It doesn't matter what you study. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that you're in the society, and by being connected to them, by serving them, by mingling with them, accordingly, you will advance. And what are you studying? What article exactly? Doesn't mean anything.
No, Rav, I was talking about, you know, just to have some...
A variety is variety.
There's Rabash, there's Bala Sulam, and it's not the same.
We have in this everything. On the first part of the lesson, we read excerpts from all the Kabbalists, from Bala Sulam, from Rabash, from other Kabbalists. This on the first lesson, regarding a certain subject. On the second part, we go over tests. This is the main thing, to know how the system works. Soon, we'll not only study the system, but we'll feel how it's working inside us, how we can use it. The study will become spiritual work that will realize what we're studying. Usually, you read the instructions, and then you perform these actions on a certain machine. The machine is us. The instructions is test. This is what we'll read there. And we'll understand that these are the instructions and we'll immediately implement these actions upon us. And this is practical Kabbalah.
When?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, I have time. To continue, and you still have lots of time in this world. Don't think that you can get rid of things that fast.
What is the transition point from the first phase to the second?
It's not that there's a clear point that we go from one to the next, but also in every stage and recognition and what you feel, you have these three points. And this is usually how it is in the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, because the general and the particular are equal. And everything's divided into little cells and to bigger and bigger, like Sfira, Parzuf, Olam. And therefore, these three points, these three states, Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, you'll see them wherever you attain something, you connect it to the beginning, to the end, to cause and consequence. Köln.
No. Germany.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Hello. We have a question. We spoke about darkness, light, Kiddusha, Tuma. We don't have. And what's the meaning of this social crisis in with the immigrants? in Europe now, we see that many people in Africa are not comfortable with the problems in this continent, and is coming to, they are coming to Europe, but we have an impact in the society. In many levels, in intolerance, in acceptance, etc., etc. What is the meaning in terms of Kedusha and Tuma for this problem?
אני לא יכול לקשור את זה עם מה שאנחנו עכשיו לומדים.
I can't tie this with what we're studying now. It already says in the wisdom of Kabbalah from hundreds of years ago that this part from Asia and from Africa will come and invade Europe, and Islam will rule Europe, and this is going to happen soon. You don't need wars for it or anything else. It's a cultural war, that Europe has no culture today. It exhausted itself with that European glory they had. It all came to an end. Now Islam will reign, and this is what it says in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and therefore there's not that much talk about. The first, second, and third states that we study about here, they relate only to a person's spiritual path. And these states exist in each and every stage. And they're unrelated to the crisis. They're related to the correction, meaning the direction in which Europe is a crisis. It's a deterioration from above down. That's how you deteriorate. And what it talks about here is that a person feels the first, second, and third states during the ascent on each and every step. I'm sorry, we already talked about the crisis, about what's going to happen there. Today, it's something that you can't stop. Of course, it's possible through our efforts to change, but to the measure to which the Europeans will be able to hear to what you say. But the way it seems to me is that we will have more such congresses like we had 2 weeks ago in Italy, which was a European Congress, not an Italian one. If we'll have a few more of these, and really all of our supporters, all of our friends from Europe will participate, and will invite people that, of course, are related to the media, educators, people that can understand what we're talking about, and will talk not the way we do, like we talk on our own congresses, which is entirely inner personal work that's typical only of us, of Nebaoch, but that we'll talk in general about the crisis and about what's going on, and where is the world headed, and how can it get there, and what are the two ways in which it can develop. Maybe that will influence Europe. Maybe still not yet. The Europeans are only starting to feel that there is something here that they wouldn't really like to see. But in the near future, maybe in a year and a half, if we can make such a big congress and connect to other circles, then we'd be able to do it. And then to explain with other people that will explain will also explain what does the wisdom of Kabbalah say, how it predicts everything in advance. And I hope that within a year until 2 years, there will be fast changes in economy, climate, very big changes. Maybe then there will be place for us. We have to think about it. You, all the Europeans, have to think, how do we bring our opinion to Europe? These being things that have to already shake up the audience. And if they're still asleep, where part of the population thinks that they can somehow run away from it, abstain themselves, keep and protect themselves from all of these bad changes, then maybe we'll have to wait a bit more until they will understand that the only place to run to is upwards, to new qualities, to new forces, that only they can change our world. But in the meantime, let's scrutinize what's before us and before everyone in order to try and correctly explain this. Today I didn't see Gia from Tbilisi. Where is he? Where is that fatty? He's not there. He's not there? I see he's not there. Where is Kaldovsky? I didn't see him for a long time with all of his hair from Kiev. He's already at work. Yesterday he came. Okay, well, I see. I follow all these pictures, all these screens. So, we still have time.
Item 16. Therefore, one must not wonder at how it was that the choice has been taken from us, since we must be completed and come to the third state, since it is already present in the first. The thing is that there are two ways the Creator has set for us in the second state to bring us to the third state. One, the path of keeping Torah and mitzvot. Two, the path of suffering. Since the pain itself purifies the body and will eventually compel us to invert our will to receive into the form of a will to bestow and cleave to Him. It is as our sages said, if you repent, good. And if not, I will place over you a king such as Haman, and he will force you to repent. Our sages said about the verse, will hasten it in its time. If they are rewarded, I will hasten it. If not, in its time. This means that if we are granted through the first path, by keeping Torah and mitzvot, we thus hasten our correction, and we do not need the harsh agony and the long time needed to experience them, so they will compel us to reform. And if not, in its time, meaning only when the suffering will complete our correction, and the time of correction will be forced upon us. On the whole, the path of suffering is also the punishments of the souls in hell. But in any case, the end of correction, the third state, is mandatory because of the first state. Our choice is only between the path of suffering and the path of Torah and mitzvot.
So, even though that the third state is promised to us, but it's not that it falls upon all of us without us doing anything, without doing any work, but it's either by way of suffering or by way of Torah. So we'll have to advance either by the law of development, by Torah, or by suffering in order to reach the goal. Yes.
Rav, everything that is going on in the world today, in Europe and everywhere, is basically in the second state. So, in this second state, all the corrections, all the corruptions occur. So, how can we change something? It is necessitated. In reality, you can't cancel it. If we cancel it, we'll cancel all three states.
You can't cancel anything. The only thing you have before you is to either take a bit more to the right or leave that and then you'll be in the left. Either you advance in a good, nice, speedy way, consciously, where you participate in it, or you don't participate in it and then the upper force forces you to participate and the rest of the world through blows.
But that's natural. How can we, Bnei Baruch, change? It's natural, this state. The process will occur.
But it depends what kind of process.
Right. How can we change this process?
By connecting in a group, and that in your group you include the rest of humanity in order to bestow contentment to the Creator.
This means
in that you change the entire world's intention. You're in a 10. In the 10, you add to the 10. All the billions of people, they're like, they have no spiritual oviut. And you do it so that everyone will give contentment to the Creator. That's it. That's called hastening.
And how will the world participate in it?
This is how it participates.
Because it's clear to us. Without the correction of the world, we won't be corrected.
You'll correct it. You will correct it. Once you think about how can you, by connecting with the rest of the world, give the Creator contentment, that means that you correct the world. You're asking, when will they attain it, achieve it? They don't need to. It's your work. This is why you're called Yashar Kel. This is why you were given an awakening and not others, for you to lead them. The Creator, He arranges blows. He gives you an opportunity to show them that you have the right path toward a good life. Their good life is in their will to receive, because they have nothing besides that. Millions and millions will join us. And also, some of ours, those that are called the corporeal Israel, will fall out. But actually, it all depends on those that are yearning for the correction. They have to drag, carry all the rest of the people. Everyone else will come to you. They'll support you. They'll say, please, go ahead. Today, if you'll start publicizing to the rest of the world that you have a method of correction as to how to come out of this problematic state, even though that it's not that terrible yet. But soon. And you'll see how much people will understand you and will agree and will come and will really bow their head. It's something that's instilled in them from nature. They're willing to accept your They're willing to subordinate to you.
Yeah, Rav, but the catastrophe that is upcoming in Europe with the Islam and everything, you said you can't stop it.
Why is that bad? Why? It awakens them to think about their future. And their future is in the correct connection. They thought that there will be a correct connection between them and the Muslims. You see that it's not working. What's missing? The force of correction for these and for those.
And can we help so it won't happen?
Sure we can help, because soon if we don't help them, they'll come here to us. Because what will they say? They'll say that all of our problems are because of Israel. There, beyond the Mediterranean, are sitting the Jews, and they're to blame for our situation in Europe. And they're right. And they're right. Why? Because this is what they'll feel. What can you say about that?
They'll feel it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean they're right.
They are right. Also, from the Creator's perspective, from the perspective of the upper force, they're right, because we have to give them a method of correction. When will they feel good? When we will teach them how to rise above the ego in connection and to reach connection to the Creator. You have no other choice but to work this way. Therefore, the entire world will come to you. All the 195 countries, or almost 200, will come to you. And they will all have demand.
So what should we do?
Show them the method of correction. To tell them that you have a method of correction and I'm willing to teach you.
The thing is, they don't want to hear.
This they will want to hear. This they will want to hear. You're telling them about such a point in which they're silent. They're simply silent and they'll accept it.
So why don't we do it? We're trying.
It's still early. We don't have this method of correction in our hands with which we can come to them with and say, yeah, really. And to say it in a way that we really know how to realize it, we still don't have that. We need some more time for it. And also they haven't reached complete despair yet. But soon, Trump will help us. He's actually advancing the crisis very nicely. And in the meantime, how do we go through this day?
The daily task. Today with us in the duty, we were with Petach Tikva 22, the South Golan, Germany, Köln, Düsseldorf, Ukraine, Kharkov, Peter, 10 over 4, and Colombia, Bogota. The daily task, every hour you write in your log during the day, you meet on the Zoom and you scrutinize together how to bring the friend out of imprisonment. Again, every hour during the day you write in your diary, you participate in your meetings in the Zoom and you scrutinize how to help the friend come out of imprisonment.
The World Yeshivat Chavarim this evening at 6:45. We're inviting all of our friends from the world Kli to gather for the Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you very much. Have a great day and a great night.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face.
Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing
all gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
A smile on your face.
Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle.
Let